Police say the stabbing of a Palestinian-American man in Austin, Texas this week meets the definition of a hate crime. It's the latest in a series of attacks that appear to target Palestinian-Americans as the war in Gaza continues to heighten tensions and safety fears for Arab and Jewish Americans alike. Luz Moreno-Lozano of member station KUT in Austin reports.
Fighting back tears, Nizar Doar shared the story of his son, 23-year-old Zachariah Doar, who was stabbed last Sunday night near the University of Texas campus in downtown Austin. Zachariah and his friends had just attended a rally calling for a ceasefire. After the rally, Nizar says he begged his son to come home with him to Dallas, but he and his friends wanted to take in Austin's food and nightlife.
I drive 1.5 hours and 45 minutes, and I get a terrible call saying, "Uncle, you have to turn back. Your son been stabbed." The first thing came to my mind is I'm going to lose my son.
Zachariah and his friends were in their car at a stop sign when a man riding a bike yelled racial slurs and attacked them. The man, identified as 36-year-old Bert James Baker, tried to rip a Free Palestine flag from their truck and then stabbed Zachariah in the chest. Baker was arrested and charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Austin police on Wednesday said it is recommending the attack be prosecuted as a hate crime. Whether to do that is now up to the Travis County District Attorney. This is the latest in a series of attacks against Jewish, Muslim, and Arab communities across the U.S. since the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel and subsequent war in Gaza. In November, 3 college students in Vermont were shot and seriously injured while taking an evening walk. In October, a 6-year-old Muslim boy was fatally stabbed and his mother wounded by their landlord just outside of Chicago. Nizar Doar says his son is now out of the hospital and recovering at home.
I think what happened is clear as the sun today. I really call for the law enforcement to do the right investigation and determine exactly what happened. All I want is justice for my son and justice for our people in Gaza.
The Council on American-Islamic Relations says reports to them of anti-Muslim hate incidents are up nearly 180% over the last 3 months compared to the same period last year. The Anti-Defamation League says anti-Semitic incidents are up more than 300%. For NPR News, I'm Luz Moreno-Lozano in Austin, Texas.